Welcome back to the Life School Masterclass Show, a place where visionary leaders build a life and business legacy on purpose through mindset, branding, marketing, sales, systems, and team, so they can make an amazing impact and income and positively affect their communities worldwide. Ensure that you are sharing the show, you're subscribing, and you also are leaving us a review so we can create more amazing content around those areas to help you level up to the next level and also bring amazing guest experts that can share their knowledge and expertise with you so that you can create amazing legacy. All right, Legacy Builders, welcome back to another show. I'm so blessed to be back with you with another amazing guest and conversation. And today we're going to talk about wealth, financial clarity. I know that's such an important piece in our journey as evolving purpose-driven entrepreneurs. So who else better than Becca Hazel to be able to give us some insight around this very important topic, a fellow beautiful connection I made from one of my networks, Innovation Women. So I'm so glad to be able to have this conversation with her. Becca, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for your time. And I want to thank you in advance for all the amazing wisdom you share with us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alana.
Let's dive right into the conversation. Let's kind of give people, you know, some of the, I guess, the insight that you have around this topic. So empowering entrepreneurs with financial clarity. So where can we begin with that?
Absolutely. So there's books for everything. There's books on how to raise a child. There's books on how to manage a business, how to run a business. But the most important books is your book. And that is your bookkeeping. We call bookkeeping your books because it tells a story. And we can learn from the past and we can forecast the future, but we manage the present. We use those books to make business decisions. And the empowering entrepreneurs with financial clarity, there's three things that you need to know. And those three things is, what do you want? How much does it cost? And to know your numbers. So diving into that first is, what do you want? But not just in your business, not just in your personal life, but relationships and health and legacy. We want your business to support itself, but we also want it to support the life that you want. And so how we do that is we know what we want and we know how much those things cost and we know our current numbers.
I love that you mentioned other areas of personal life because we have a holistic approach here because we're all obviously people that are also into our personal development. So we understand how a lot of these different areas harmonize with our business. And sometimes when you're after a mission, vision, you have your business is like your vocation. It just feels like life. I honestly can't tell the different half of the days that I'm just doing all the things that we do as entrepreneurs. So I love that you mentioned that. Becca, clarity, I agree, is power. That's why I also speak a lot about purpose and sometimes I have a hard time saying it, being intentional. That's the right way to say that. So being intentional about the right decisions that we need to make in our business, it's very important. And clarity is absolutely power, especially in the financial area of our lives. Let's call it that way. What are some of the most important KPIs that an entrepreneur needs to have top of mind or be aware around at the various stages of their business growth? What are your thoughts on that?
So I start from the beginning and do a practical approach. So, you know, the very first thing is there's so much money emotion. And so when we talk about the clarity, I always go back to that because the thing is that if you want a virtual assistant or you want a team, you need to know that number. You need to know how much those things cost. And then once you know how much money your business needs to make a month to support itself and your personal life and pay yourself and set aside money for taxes, then you can look at, okay, how many clients do I need to work with at what price? So many entrepreneurs offer a service and they like that's their gift, is the service that they offer, and so they don't charge enough for it. But the thing is, you can price yourself out of business, and then you're doing yourself a disservice. And so you can be a McDonald's and sell tons of services at a $500 a month value, or you could be a Ruth's Chris steakhouse and sell one steak at $5,000. So whatever you want, you can do, but you need to know your numbers so that you know how much money you need to charge. And you need to focus on, you need to know how many clients you need to work with at what price.
Oh yeah, business model is powerful, because I know so many people, and me myself, at certain phases and stages of growing my business, and as I've added more resources and team, as we were talking about that, and systems, all these things require money. So sometimes I think as entrepreneurs, especially as women entrepreneurs, we kind of just look at it very cold, dry into, okay, so if I'm just getting, you know, whatever, trading my time for money based on my business model, you know, this is something that I can charge. But it's really considering all the other investments that we have to make in the business as well for the business to scale. So looking at this at a wider range of view and with a bigger vision helps us align with the value and the results that we're able to provide in the transformation, because we all know that price also attracts the higher quality market, right? So I love that you said, you know, what is going to be your brand strategy? Do you want to be the cheapest whatever in town, or do you want to be the person that is known for value and has a very strong brand presence? And those are two different things, because obviously the decisions you'll make are very, very different. Becca, what about other KPIs? What other metrics do we need to look at besides our business model and our pricing?
So the other thing is, I want you to picture your money as water. And you have a pitcher of water, and you have four cups, and one is your taxes, and one is wealth accumulation, and one is personal expenses, and one is business expenses. We want you to allocate that water or your money in all four cups. We don't want to leave a cup empty. We don't want to overfill a cup. And so that's why there's nothing more important than the starting point of what do you want to do, be, or have? And once you know those and you know your numbers, then you know how to pour that water. Because if you pour all your money into your business, then your personal life suffers. Or if you dump it all into your business and personal, then your health could suffer, or you don't have money to pay taxes, which is what we really need. And so when we work with clients, the very first thing is those three meetings are all about them. What do you want, and how much does it cost? There's nothing more important than that, because then once you know your numbers, then you can know how to achieve them. But the very first step is to know your numbers and know what you want. And you can have anything.
Are you looking to expose your brand, your purpose, and your profit alignment this year? Then I want to introduce you to our C-suite program here at the Life School speaking program, where you will be connected every week with free paid TEDx podcasts, speaking opportunities to other aligned audiences. You'll also be participating in our weekly and monthly events here at the Life School, with the reach of an audience of over 30,000 entrepreneurs and high-level CEOs. Also, you will be warmly introduced to high-level connections every month, where you can add amazing people to your network and be able to land new clients, but also be able to collaborate. Lastly, you'll also be featured in our global magazine and be an ongoing contributor to our magazine, so that you can reach new people and also expand your brand and purpose and profit alignment. New benefits are always being added to our community C-suite membership program. For more information and for ways to register, you can participate with a 30 days free trial, so you could see the community for yourself and then make a decision if you'd like to join as a member. I want to invite you to go to lonalaparicoaching.com/C-suite program for more information. All right. I love that you said that, Becca, right? Just like anything, I would say, know thyself, know thy numbers, because those are going to dictate the decision-making of where do you need to put your very hard-earned dollars, right? Whether it's in your marketing, your branding,
whatever investment you're going to make that's going to bring you back ROI, whether it's buying back your time or buying back money, right? Or making more money and profits within your company. Because we always have heard of just the money piece, but nobody talks about the time piece. I think that's one of the most important pieces that we cannot get back. Because obviously, if we're strategic and we know our numbers, we can absolutely make more money with the money that we invest in our companies. So that that's a direct correlation. But time is one of those things that we don't always get back. Becca, I'd love to hear a little bit more around your purposeful journey, because we love a good purpose. We love a good reason why you're doing what you're doing, the mission that you are behind, or why do you feel like this is your vocation or the way that you want to serve others through the financial education that you empower your clients with. So what are some of those meaningful moments that lead you to this work that you're doing today?
Sure. So I started 6 years ago as a receptionist. And as a receptionist, you get phone calls of everything. Like, can I talk to Maddie right now? I got a letter from the IRS. What do I do? My bank account's going zero. I had to withdraw from the bank. And so as a receptionist, you hear all of that. And then Maddie Brown, our CPA, asked me if I could do her newsletter. I said, sure. And she's like, hey, you're pretty good at this. Do you want to do my marketing? So I started marketing, and I knew we did bookkeeping and I knew we did tax returns and tax planning, but I would hear her on the phone all day. And I'm like, Maddie, I need to know what you do so that way I know how to market your business. And just after sitting on three of her coaching calls, I told her she was never going to get me off those coaching calls again, because I loved watching the transformation. I loved watching people come in. I didn't like seeing them stressed and anxiety and fear and scared, but watching them being coached by Maddie and going through a 8-week one-on-one with her, you could literally watch their transformation. You could literally see them go and experience that relief. You know, how to manage money and how to be an entrepreneur is not taught in schools. It's not their fault. They get this wild idea. They have a service, a thing to offer, and they just do it and they're doing amazing at it, but they have no idea how to manage their money or how to, you know, how to hire a team. And, you know, there's so much shame and guilt around money. And it's okay if you want a $5 cup of coffee at Starbucks every day. That's okay if that's what you really want. Mm-hmm. You just need a plan for it and bring awareness to it. And so the same is for hiring a team. If you want a virtual assistant, it's okay. We just need to know how much a virtual assistant costs and plan for it. So many people want something, but they don't know how much it costs. And it's okay to look at those things. And so I have a sticky note on my desk that says, my words inspire, empower, and transform lives of entrepreneurs. And that is what I am so happy to say that I am doing today. And I absolutely love doing, and I love watching transformations.
Well, Becca, my gosh, thank you so much for being a good student, right? Because now I have a team, and obviously reminding me a lot of the way that I was within the company that I worked for all those years. Because sometimes, you know, people just say what they need to do and they just kind of get comfortable within those roles. But being curious, being always in the, I need to learn, how can I add value, right? And always looking for those ways not only becomes, makes you irreplaceable, right? Because sometimes when you're a team member, you have those thoughts of like, you know, am I just a number? Am I valued here? Am I significant? Because as humans, that's what we want anyway. We just want to contribute, want to be important, and we want to feel the results of our efforts, just like you did when you were able to observe, you know, the person that you worked with. But thank you so much for being a good student, a curious person that is always looking to add value, because look at where you are today. Because you're so observant during that journey and you surrounded yourself with people that obviously knew more than you at that level and stage, we can learn and grow from everyone. And you are here today now adding value on your own terms with other people. That's why I really feel like no experience in life is ever wasted. It's just building blocks towards the thing that we do. And we're always able to help so many people that maybe are a couple of steps behind the journey, so that we can become somebody's guide based on our experience. I love that you shared that. Becca, I have one intuitive question based on what you just, when you just described your personal purposeful journey. Around the time, how do we calculate the time and the highest value of the value add that we get to add in our companies as founders. So how do we know how much our time is worth and how much our time would be best put into other efforts that will bring us a higher ROI for the growth of our business versus maybe hiring a VA, which can do a lot of those repetitive tasks that you might be doing because you don't really know how to get
everything organically. And this is how I start and create some kind of mindset. Everything is coming from there because there are different
people. But so I'm Becca Heisel, a passionate advocate for
on this show, subscribing, but also most importantly for connecting.